Where rocks and as are Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on waters? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you your baby boy would give sight to the blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect love, and the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Mary, did you know? That your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb, and the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of your Son. Lord, I just think about the song. Did she know? Did Mary know the kinds of things that would come from the Son that she birthed? That generations that follow him will be saved because of her obedience, Lord. Lord, it reminds me of the book of Ruth when Boaz was obedient and from his line, the King of Kings was born. I think about the song and I ask myself, do I know what's going to happen when I walk in obedience to your plan? How will I affect the generations that come after me? How will I affect the generation that I am living in right now? How will I glorify you? Lord, it's a humbling question. And Lord, we thank you for the humility of Jesus to go from all powerful, knowing all things, being able to do all things. And in such humility, he comes forth as a baby, knowing he can talk, knowing all the things, but he puts it aside for the sake of our souls, for the sake of us living with him. How precious is that truth? Lord, we are so thankful. Nothing compares to the love that you have. Nothing compares to the roar that you roar of us every single day. Like a lamb, you were slain. And when you come back, you will be the lion of the tribe of Judah. So we stand on that truth, no matter what we face. We stand as sons and daughters of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen. Probably announce this through here. We have one more song, and then we're going to be, the children are going to do something for us, and then we'll go from there.
Silent night, holy. Holy infant.
love's pure light. Radiant beams from thy holy face. With a dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
This is a little production put on by the kids of the Sunday school. And they've worked their hearts out for this. So it's just a Simply Christmas. Once many years ago, there was a young woman named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. Mary loved God very much. One day, God sent an angel to speak to Mary. He told Mary, she told Mary that she was going to have a special baby. This baby would be God's son. His name would be called Jesus. Mary accepted this with happiness. The angel then went to talk to Joseph. The angel explained to Joseph that Mary was going to have the Son of God and that it was okay for Joseph to take Mary as his wife and to take care of her and the baby, who was to be named Jesus. Shortly afterwards, Mary and Joseph traveled to a town called Bethlehem. They tried to find a room for the night, but there was no room in the inn. They finally rested in a stable. There, Mary had the baby Jesus and laid him in the manger. Angels visited the shepherds and told them about the birth of Jesus. Shepherds came and worshiped him. Wise men also came to worship him, and they brought their gifts. That night, the angels sang a song of joy about Jesus' birth, and we still sing about his birth today. We've already sang this song, Silent Night. But we're going to have the kids do it again if we can do it. Thank you very much. You guys can walk down now.
Preparations for the Christmas season. Think of Christ. Think of what he's done for you and your family. Think of what God has done in your lives through the past year and for the many previous years. Reach out to others. Help others. Love on others. Try to learn to love people. Love others as Christ loved us. Father God, thank you so much, Father, for this time of year. Thank you for this celebration, Lord, where we can gather together, gather our families, gather together with friends, loved ones, and celebrate your birth. Celebrate a child, Lord, born in a manger, of a virgin, to a family, Lord, that put you first, that loved you so much, that sacrificed so much, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of the little nuances of this story. We thank you, Lord, that we can hide them in our hearts, hold them close, and know so much, Lord, that you love us, even the very lowly of us. Your son wasn't born in a castle. He wasn't born on a bed covered with silk. He was born and he was laid in a manger, Lord, a place where cows feed on a bed of straw. He came, Lord, for each and every one of us, Father God. And I thank you for that truth. I thank you for that love, Lord, that you have for us. I praise your name, Lord God, and we love you, Lord, for it. I pray that we prepare for the celebration, and that we try to keep